Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Canada for G7 summit in Kananaskis to discuss energy security, technology and global challenges. Leaders of G7 nations reiterate their commitment to peace and stability in West Asia, affirm Israel's right to defend itself. U.S. President Donald Trump leaves the summit early amidst latest developments in the region. Indian embassy evacuates students from Tehran amid escalating Israel-Iran conflict. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurates country's largest Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal in Manesar, Haryana. And Met Department forecasts very heavy rainfall in Saurashtra and Kutch regions of Gujarat for next 24 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada this evening. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning. He received a warm welcome at the airport upon his arrival. The Prime Minister will be participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries and hold several bilateral meetings, including with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. He will also exchange views with other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. A report.
This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Canada in a decade. During his last visit in 2015, bilateral ties were elevated to the level of strategic partnership. India-Canada ties are underpinned by strong people-to-people connect, growing trade and investment ties, strong presence of Indian students, and tremendous potential for cooperation in the fields of science, technology, and innovation. Bilateral trade in goods in 2024 stood at $8.6 billion, much below potential. Canada hosts one of the largest Indian diasporas abroad, accounting for nearly 4.5% of its population. This includes nearly 1.8 million Canadians of Indian origin and 1 million non-resident Indians. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On the third leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Croatia tomorrow. The Indian community in this Central and Southeast European country is small in number but mighty in cultural presence. The Indian diaspora, as well as Croatian friends of India in Zagreb, are awaiting with hearts full of pride and hope for stronger ties. Talking to Akashvani News, an Indian IT professional in Zagreb, Samrat, expressed his delight on the Prime Minister's visit.
Great to see that India is now having diplomatic relationships with not just bigger countries, which it always had, but is now expanding that to smaller countries like Croatia. I think that is a really good thing, to have spread the Indian influence and culture, make it more accessible to people across the world.
A restaurant worker in Zagreb, Abhishek Chauhan, hopes the Prime Minister's visit will deepen the relationship and it will provide opportunity to many Indians to visit Croatia.
अपॉर्चुनिटी दी है यहाँ पे आने का आपकी, हमको आराम से इजीली हम यहाँ पे वर्क कर सकते हैं. जो नाउ डेज सिचुएशन है उसमें इंडिया के रिलेशन काफी अच्छे हुए हैं सबसे, तो इस वजह से हमारे को ज्यादा रिस्पेक्ट भी मिली है, अपॉर्चुनिटीज भी मिली है. और जो लोग आ नहीं पा रहे हैं यहाँ पे किसी चीज की वजह से या कोई प्रॉब्लम की वजह से, डॉक्यूमेंट प्रॉब्लम, किसी का कुछ प्रॉब्लम, तो वो सब चीजें सॉर्ट होगी और प्रोसेस ईजी होगा.
Amid rising tensions in West Asia, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. They have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in West Asia, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. Emphasizing the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions, the grouping also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders reiterated that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. They expressed hope that resolving the Iranian crisis could help reduce broader hostilities in West Asia, including efforts towards achieving a ceasefire in Gaza. The G7 also noted their readiness to act in coordination with like-minded partners to protect international energy markets from potential disruption due to regional unrest. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump left the G7 summit early and returned to Washington amidst intensified conflict between Israel and Iran. The move comes just hours after world leaders issued a joint statement urging de-escalation in West Asia. Shortly before Trump's exit, the G7 called for a resolution to the Israel-Iran conflict and a broader effort to stabilize the region. In recent days, the president warned U.S. citizens to evacuate Tehran and suggested the conflict could widen unless Iran completely disengages from its regional provocations. French President Emmanuel Macron said Trump had told fellow G7 leaders that discussions to secure a ceasefire between Israel and Iran are underway. However, Trump rejected this in a social media post, writing that his departure has nothing to do with a ceasefire and is driven by something much bigger than that, though he did not elaborate. Israel's military says it intercepted 30 drones from Iran overnight, calling it the least impactful night of attacks so far. Around 20 missiles were fired today, setting off sirens across Israel, including Jerusalem and the West Bank. A direct hit caused property damage in central Israel, though officials have yet to confirm details. Foreign ministers from 20 Arab and Muslim countries called for de-escalation and condemned Israel's attacks on Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump urged immediate evacuation of Tehran, while the Pentagon is sending more forces to West Asia amid rising tensions. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Some Indians have been facilitated to leave Iran through the border with Armenia. The embassy is in continuous touch with the community with a view to extending all feasible assistance. Further advisories may be issued given the fluid situation. The Ministry of External Affairs has set up a 24/7 control room to assist Indian nationals. It has shared multiple helpline numbers for those seeking support. These include a toll-free number 1-800-118-797, as well as three landline numbers 2301-2113, 2301-4104, and 2301-7905, prefixed by the ISD code +9111. A dedicated WhatsApp number +9199682-91988 has also been issued, along with an email ID, situationroom@mea.gov.in. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated India's largest Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal in Manesar, Haryana. During the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that the cargo terminal sprawling across 45 acres has the capacity to carry 450,000 vehicles. He noted that 108 multimodal cargo terminals are now ready and will soon be in service, realizing the government's vision of a multimodal network.
एक बड़ा चेंज आया है गतिशक्ति कार्गो टर्मिनल 2021 में करीब दिसंबर के महीने में रिफॉर्म्स किए गए और पूरे प्रोसेस को इतना सिंपलीफाई किया कि आज इतने शॉर्ट टाइम फ्रेम में 108 मल्टीमोडल कार्गो टर्मिनल बनके रेडी हो चुके हैं और आज जिस टर्मिनल में हम लोग हैं वो वन ऑफ द लार्जेस्ट है, 45 एकड़ जमीन में बना है और करीब 4.5 लाख कार को यहाँ से कैरी करने की कैपेसिटी है।
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on affordable healthcare for all.
Over the last decade, India's healthcare system has undergone a remarkable transformation. Flagship initiatives like Ayushman Bharat have provided financial protection to nearly 55 crore people. While under the Ayushman Vaya Vandana scheme, the health assurance benefits have been extended to all senior citizens aged 70 and above. The Ayushman Bharat digital mission has modernized healthcare delivery with over 78 crore Ayushman Bharat health accounts created, enabling seamless access to personal health records. The establishment and expansion of AIIMS across multiple states, including the first ever AIIMS in the Northeast, reflects the government's strong commitment to decentralized and equitable medical education and tertiary care. India also took early and bold steps during the COVID-19 pandemic, from airport screenings before the case to early mask advisories, the formation of a vaccine task force, and a prompt nationwide lockdown. Guided by the vision of health for all, the government has made unprecedented strides in expanding access, improving quality, and ensuring affordability. With Vishnu Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today inaugurated 33 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs and 17 Jan Aushadhi Kendras in the national capital. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister announced that over 1,100 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs will be inaugurated in the next 8 months by March next year.
हर विधानसभा में 15-15 आरोग्य मंदिर खोलने की योजना बनाई गई है। बेहतरीन ये आरोग्य मंदिर है जिसमें वैक्सीनेशन की पूरी फैसिलिटी है, जिसमें इनबिल्ट लैब है, जिसमें प्रिक्योर करने के लिए सारी दवाइयाँ, मेडिकल ऑफिसर, डॉक्टर, नर्स, पैरामेडिकल स्टाफ, सब चीजें एक अच्छी बिल्डिंग स्ट्रक्चर में बेहतर एनवायरमेंट के साथ में जनता को दी गई है।
In the run-up to the International Yoga Day IDY 2025 on the 21st of this month, Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga organized the Yog Bandhan program in New Delhi today. Prominent delegates from various countries, including Denmark, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Argentina, among others, took part in the event. The initiative is one of the 10 signature events being promoted in connection with IDY 2025. The Met Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over the Saurashtra and Kutch regions today. Two low-pressure areas formed over South Gujarat and over southwest Bangladesh and adjoining Gangetic West Bengal. Heavy to very heavy rainfall with severe thunderstorms in Saurashtra and Kutch and over East India will continue during the next 24 hours. Places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan are very likely to experience thunderstorms and lightning today. Northern parts, including Delhi NCR, are expected to receive light to moderate rainfall along with thunderstorms and gusty winds till Friday. In Bihar, at least 14 people were killed in separate incidents of lightning in 8 different districts during the past 24 hours. According to sources, a maximum of 4 fatalities were registered in Buxar district, followed by 3 each in West Champaran and Katihar. The southwest monsoon is likely to reach Bihar in next 24 hours. In Karnataka, heavy rains that lashed various parts, particularly coastal regions, have claimed 3 lives. Besides damaging houses, disrupting power supply and traffic, the downpour also caused multiple small landslides. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with losses of over 0.3% in afternoon trade today amid profit booking and mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 262 points to 81,534. NSE Nifty 50 fell 95 points to 24,851 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Canada for G7 summit in Kananaskis to discuss energy security, technology and global challenges. Leaders of G7 nations reiterate their commitment to peace and stability in West Asia, affirm Israel's right to defend itself. US President Donald Trump leaves the summit early amidst latest developments in the region. Indian embassy evacuates students from Tehran amid escalating Israeli-Iran conflict. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurates country's largest Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal in Manesar, Haryana, and Met Department forecasts very heavy rainfall in Saurashtra and Kutch regions of Gujarat for next 24 hours. And with that, we end the midday news.